If your definition of success is win or lose, giving everything you've got and growing or learning along the way, then you're setting yourself up for success. I really think the biggest cheat code in life is just going after it and not being concerned of whether or not you fail at one specific task. Instead, understanding the big picture, what your long-term goal is, and knowing if you keep driving forward and never fucking quit, in the end, you will succeed. There's a quote that I've fallen in love with. The magic you are looking for is in the work you're avoiding.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. The magic you are looking for is in the work you're avoiding. And I'm astounded by how many people want to be spectacular in life, but also want to be normal. By being normal, you are, by definition, aiming for average. Normal people get normal results. Exceptional people get exceptional results. You literally can't do what everyone else does and expect to not get what everyone else has got. By doing what everyone else does, you guarantee average results. Yeah. Goggins said this in the episode with me, and it gave me chills when he said it. He was like, it's so easy to be successful nowadays because people are weak.
Yeah.
Everybody's weak. Dana White says it as well.
Yeah.
I tell my kids, it is so easy. If you are even a weekend savage, you will run these kids over.
Yeah.
You say, the emotionally immature man seeks out motivation to do something hard one time. The emotionally mature man uses discipline to do something hard 1,000 times. Discipline eats motivation for breakfast. You don't need motivation. It's great if it arrives. It's some extra fuel on the fire. But discipline is the thing that you need. What would you tomorrow want you today to do? You tomorrow would want you to keep that promise to yourself. And it's why discipline is so much more valuable. I remember this conversation between Jocko Willink and Sam Harris 6 years ago. And they're talking about how you can't fake bravery. Because if you do a thing, in spite of being scared of doing the thing, that is bravery. Right? There's no such thing as fake bravery. Like you just, if you do the thing and you're scared, that's bravery. If you don't do the thing and you weren't scared, that's not bravery, right? The same thing goes for discipline. Doing the thing in spite of not wanting to do the thing is discipline, right? You don't need motivation to get yourself up to go and do a thing. If you haven't gotten what you want, then you're not worthy of it, period. And that's okay. Now you can admit that you suck and improve. Better to know you're bad for a season than pretend you're good for a lifetime. You're not making as much money as you want because you're not as good as you think you are. You're not struggling from imposter syndrome. You're a student and pretending to be a teacher. No students say they fit.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're like frauds for trying to learn. You're a fraud when you get up to teach the class and you've never done it. Make the promise small, build it up step by step. Know that you are going to have setbacks. And this is my favorite rule from James Clear, which is a habit missed once is a mistake. A habit missed twice is the start of a new habit. Never miss 2 days in a row. So ideally, go for a month, build it up. But after that, if you ever miss one day, go, okay, mistakes are going to happen. Tomorrow, I double down. Tomorrow, I go on time, absolutely perfect. I'm straight up out of bed, or I go to the gym, or I walk the dog, or I do my meditation or whatever. And that's a good heuristic. Stops errors snowballing into new habits. Control freak is a word people with low standards use to describe people with high standards. You're not a control freak. You just want it done right the first time. You're not anxious. You care. Do not expect mediocre people to support world-class goals. We don't rise to the standards we have when others are watching. We fall to the standards we have when no one is watching. The only work that really matters is the work that no one sees. It shows you who you really are rather than who you say you are. This is from Mark Manson. Why I hate being around negative people. Being an asshole is a weak person's idea of strength. Complaining is their connection. Never let yourself be held back by other people's fears. People criticize what they're afraid to do themselves because bold action reminds them of their own inaction. If you're afraid to be criticized, why do you care about the opinions of those who are too timid to do it themselves? If you are the criticizer, does tearing down someone who has the courage you lack make you better? The more I listen to this, the better my life gets. If they don't have what you want, don't listen to what they say. There's no greater waste of time than justifying your actions to people who have a life you don't want. Everyone is jealous of what you've got. No one is jealous of how you got it. There's no perfect way to live your 20s. You either live them up and become an underskilled 30-year-old, or you work them up and become an underlived 30-year-old. You just have to figure out which you'd rather be, accept the trade-offs, and know that there are no do-overs. If my life was a movie and someone were to watch it, I hope they'd be inspired to take risks, not just risks to achieve success, but embrace feeling, both pride and shame, fear and excitement. Personally, I want to experience as much life as possible, and that only happens when you embrace the highs and the lows.